proposing today a bonding bill that should have been passed 9 months ago. And if it were, we'd have projects underway all over Minnesota. And so time is of the essence to make up for that lost bonding year and get these projects ready to go, starting this spring and summer with the construction season, and be able to give the communities that are going to benefit those jobs and also the benefits of these capital investments. I'm proposing $1.5 billion of general obligation bonding. We estimate that will provide almost 23,000 jobs across the state. And this is a significant proposal, but it's well within our fiscal capacity. And I'm very, very proud of the fact we've made Minnesota sound financially. Our credit rating has been improved to AAA, and we have a very strong budget reserve financial situation. And so I'm mindful of that, but the cost of not doing these projects is greater than the cost of doing them. We're behind, seriously behind, in our capital investments to improve our water quality, and a big part of this bill addresses that. For the university and Minnesota State, the campuses, to keep them in the kind of condition that we're going to attract the students and provide them with the kind of cutting-edge educations they need to be successful. A whole variety of other projects related to economic development around the state. Worthington, the Lewis and Clark Water Project, which we've got partway through Minnesota, now is stymied short of Worthington, and if it completed there, the largest employer in Worthington, the meatpacking plant, would be able to expand and create even more jobs. It's just one example of where these investments are going to produce private sector jobs for Minnesotans for the years to come. The projects are listed on the material I believe has been sent out to you. I'm not going to go through all of them, but just to emphasize again that the priorities that I see are water infrastructure, about $237 million, higher education, $315 million, housing, $122 million, rail safety, $90.6 million, economic development projects around the state, $46 million. This distribution is 35% for statewide projects, 30% for the metropolitan area, and 35% for greater Minnesota. These projects benefit everybody all over the state of Minnesota in critically important ways.